From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The FBI will investigate allegations that Rupert Murdoch's News Corp hacked into the private phone accounts of 9/11 terrorism victims. A law enforcement source tells NPR the inquiry is at an early stage and investigators are not making any predictions about the outcome. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the investigation follows calls from several members of Congress.
Congressman Peter King, a Republican from New York, has been asking the FBI to take a close look at News Corp. King says he was disgusted by reports that people tied to the media giant may have accessed the phones of people who died in the September 11th attacks. Several other lawmakers from both political parties have turned up the heat on News Corp in recent days. The FBI inquiry is operating out of the Southern District of New York, and it will be supervised by prosecutors there, according to the law enforcement source. The investigation is much more advanced in London, where a seventh person has been arrested in connection with the hacking scandal. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Debt talks resume this hour at the White House. The country's leadership is no closer to a solution, and the strain is starting to show. Verbal attacks have intensified, with Democrats and Republicans accusing each other of blocking a deal to raise the debt ceiling and avoid defaulting within weeks. White House spokesman Jay Carney says President Obama is not at all interested in a short-term hike in the government's borrowing limit.
He will not turn this into a toll booth situation because we are not a third world country that approaches the brink of default every 3 or 4 months.
For the first time, Carney indicated that the administration may try to find some other way to increase the debt limit if there's no bipartisan agreement. Today he said, quote, "The president views Friday as an important moment where we can make an assessment about whether we are moving toward a significant agreement or not." As the back and forth continues over deficit reduction talks, members of Congress are weighing in from outside the negotiations. Edgar Tragetz of Georgia Public Broadcasting spoke to one U.S. senator.
Georgia Republican Johnny Isakson says away from the theatrics of the discussion, there's hard work going on behind the scenes. And he says an ultimate agreement doesn't have to come from just one side.
I don't discount anybody's thoughts or contributions at the table. They may not all be accepted. They may some be rejected. But I think everybody ought to be putting their best ideas on the table, and let's find the combination that works.
Isakson says Congress should consider a 2-year budget process instead of the appropriation of spending annually. It's legislation he's co-sponsored with New Hampshire Democratic Senator Gene Shaheen. For NPR News, I'm Edgar Tragetz in Atlanta.
Roger Clemens' perjury trial has been thrown out. Today, a judge in Washington said there was no way to assure the famed baseball pitcher would be treated fairly after the prosecution showed the jury evidence that the court had deemed out of bounds. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow is down 54 points at 12,437. This is NPR. John Edwards' trial is tentatively set for October. The former presidential candidate is charged with 6 felony counts of misusing campaign funds. The prosecution argues Edwards, also a former U.S. senator, accepted excessive contributions to hide his extramarital affair. Edwards has pleaded not guilty. The popular digital music service Spotify is finally available in the United States, but as NPR's Joel Rose tells us, it's not clear if the European company can succeed on this side of the Atlantic.
Spotify started in Sweden. It built a loyal following in Europe by giving listeners access to 15 million songs. Users can listen for free on their computers, although they have to put up with some ads. But they have to pay a monthly fee to skip the ads or listen from their phones and mobile devices. Spotify had been talking about a U.S. launch for more than a year, but negotiations with the major record labels prevented that from happening until now. In the meantime, Amazon, Apple, and Google all launched their own cloud music offerings. That's in addition to Rhapsody, Moog, Napster, and other established music streaming services. But Spotify officials insist their superior design and bigger music library will make the service stand out from the cloud. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The earliest surviving Jane Austen manuscript for a novel has been sold for nearly £1 million or $1.6 million. A draft for The Watsons went up for bid in London today at triple what the auction house thought it would fetch. None of the original manuscripts for Austen's 6 published novels, including Pride and Prejudice, survived. Before the close on Wall Street, the Dow was down 54 points at 12,437. This is NPR.